Hello and welcome to Tapping Into Abundant Success Podcast with Vicky Chisholm, psychic business healer, transformation coach and strategist. Woohoo! Now, inside this podcast, we are going to elevate your soul, help you get clarity on your desires. We're going to show you what it's like to be inspired, to overcome adversity, and more importantly, learn the tips and tricks to become more abundant by tapping into success one day at a time, unlocking those dreams. Let's go! Hello and welcome to another episode of Tapping Into Abundant Success. Today I have an amazing guest with me. Her name is Emma Hine and she runs a business all about growth. So you can imagine the topics of today's conversation are going to be really enlightening for you. But Emma, I'll let you explain and introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about where you are, where you are, what you do, what your magic is.
My magic is. Hello, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Really looking forward to this conversation. Okay, so who is Emma Hine? I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey. I was, at the beginning, I was working in corporate. I was quite happy in what I was doing, but I didn't feel like I had the freedom that I wanted. Now, for me back then, this is back in 2006, freedom was very much about being able to take the children to school, possibly, you know, rather than having to ask permission from the boss if I could just come in late one particular day. So it was all about freedom for me. And I launched a business. I decided the best way to get that freedom is to launch a business because then I can work less hours, earn more money, you know, all the things that we talk about. So I launched a business. The business was an e-commerce business and it grew very quickly. It grew from working in our home into, you know, premises, getting bigger, bigger, bigger. And ultimately, the business was turning over in excess of £1 million every year. So very financially successful business. And I'm putting that word in there and I'm going to explain why in a second. So yes, the business was making lots of money. And yes, it was enabling me to have lots of what I call things and stuff, you know, materialistic stuff. But what it wasn't giving me was that one thing that I wanted, which was the freedom. Because I had built the business in a way that meant I was tied to it. I was constantly working. At peak, it was probably about 90 hours a week that I was working over a 7-day period. So every single day, the laptop was coming on holiday with me, all of that stuff. So externally, people just saw somebody who was making a lot of money. But what they didn't see and what I didn't share was the fact that I didn't feel the slightest bit successful. I felt totally the opposite. So I'm sure we'll delve into that story a little bit more as today goes on. Fast forward a little bit, I reach the point where I think I can't do this anymore. Something needs to change. And for me, the only option at that point was to say, walk away and we'll do something differently. So that's what I did. Walked away from the 7-figure business and then spent some time getting to know who I was, what I wanted to do. And then Emma Hine Strategy was born. And what Emma Hine Strategy, which is the business that I run now, was put in place to do was to really help people and show people that you can grow a business that you love. You can grow a business that still gives you the success that you want, but you need to understand what that looks like. So that's sort of my journey, how I've got to what I do today. And I know we're going to delve into this a lot more.
Of course, we are, totally. So thank you, Emma, for sharing that. There's so much that I could just start unpicking in all of that because I resonate with so much of your story. But where are you based in? You're in the UK, but where exactly are you based?
I'm based in Staffordshire. So in the Staffordshire Moorlands, right in the middle, really.
Yeah, lovely. And your current business model, who do you currently love to serve and who do you currently, what do you currently do? That's more to the question. We get a bit more specific on that bit first.
So I help people to, I've got two sort of ideal clients, if that's the wording we want to use. One is people who are starting quite early on in the business and they're wanting to build a business, but they want to do it the right way. They want to make sure that they've got all of the foundations in place and what they're growing is something that is going to be both sustainable and give them the lifestyle that they want to have. So there's that group of people. Then there's a second group of people that have probably grown a business that is making them money, but it is not giving them what they want. So the business is, they're stuck in the business. The business is probably taking over their life a little bit. They've probably got no time. They're so busy, busy, busy all of the time. So I will go in and help those businesses to really strip back to the exact same stuff I'd be doing with these other people, which is, let's go back and look at what, you know, the foundations you've got in place. Let's look at what success means to you. And then let's create a business model, a product suite, and all of the things that give you that. So I tend to work with people in smaller, intimate groups because I enjoy that more. And for me, I love to really get to know the people I'm working with, because I think when I know them and I know the real them, I'm able to really help and support and make sure that what they're doing is actually what they want versus what they think is the quickest way to give them the growth. So I love bringing people together. A really important part of my business is connection. And as you know, I host, you know, regular events and have amazing speakers that come along and just sort of do that connection piece. I love being with people. I love being with people. I love being with ambitious people. And when I say the word ambitious, that doesn't mean people who are necessarily wanting to earn seven figures. You can be ambitious and not want to earn that amount of money. So yeah, that's sort of who I work with.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. And I love that you focus on the business development and the growth on a personal level. Oh, I can't tell you how much that lights me up to see, because it's very much in line with how I work, but I don't see a lot of that online. I see a lot of just follow this structure, just do this and follow that rule, and then you can have a business that works for you. And then people, and lots of people are out there having spent thousands of pounds, and they're like, but that isn't giving me what I want. So I think it's needed. It's needed. That soul aligned business model is needed. And thank you for sharing all that with us, Emma. And yes, I'm fully aware that you host in-person events. I attended one of Emma's events last year. I'd just taken the kids to Poland to do the Christmas markets, and we got off the plane about 10:30 at night on the, I think it was a Wednesday night, I think.
Yes, I think so. I forget myself that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's the 13th of December anyway, so whatever day that was.
Anyway, so it was a Monday. So we got off the plane at like 10:30 at night on Monday night. We stayed at Stansted, and then we literally drove that morning to Staffordshire, which is cross country. And then I still had another 3 hours journey to get home afterwards. And my poor kids had to sit in the venue all day. And I was like, suck it up, kids. I've just taken you away for a few days. It's my turn now to have a bit of fun.
That's it. And I remember them getting a little frustrated with you towards the end, because you were saying bye. And when you're saying bye, it's never a quick bye and I'm gone, is it? It was. And of course, yeah, if you hadn't have come along to that event and we perhaps haven't connected on a closer level, you may not have been one of our speakers at the next event, which is super exciting.
Exactly that. Yes. And I can't wait. So we are 13th of May. I'm going to join in Emma for her growth event, where I'll be sharing some magic on the stage. I think we're bringing some psychic shizzle to the program, aren't we, Emma? Which is great. But anyway, we're going off track now.
We are.
So just coming back into a little bit of your story then. I mean, burnout is horrific for anybody to go through, but I actually believe that sometimes we need to reach that place of burnout to be able to move forward, because it's something that I'd really love to change in the way that the human brain is processed, in the way that society is raising the world, so to speak, because society are the ones that raise us, right? And I think if we have more preventative measures in the children of today to understand what burnout is, and overworking and all the things that you do to reach burnout are really not healthy, then maybe we could stop the next generations reaching that burnout and have a bit more self-awareness about what's good and what isn't. Because what I've noticed with business owners is we get to the point of burnout, and then we go, that hasn't worked. And then we feel like we failed. And then we feel even more miserable. And then we go through the guilt and the shame and the disempowerment. And you might even go through a bout of depression for it. And then you have to rebuild yourself to get back on the wagon again and think, right, well, where am I going to start now? Because I don't want to make the same mistakes. But what I also discovered was with burnout, it then comes with a lot of trauma. because you don't want to revisit it. So you've then not only gone into burnout, you've also then now got to recover from that burnout and be careful that you don't make the same mistakes. So then you're living in this place where you're constantly stuck in a loop of beating yourself up and not getting through it. So through your own burnout, what was your biggest takeaway from it?
Oh gosh, the biggest takeaway. So many takeaways. I think for me, it took me, when I got to the point where I said, enough is enough, this has to go. And it was a long period of time that I just kept going. Didn't tell anybody I was struggling for, you know, shame. I was embarrassed. I was thinking, I wanted this. I chose to build this business. I chose to do it this way. I've not spoken up. So therefore I need to keep going. But when I decided to walk away, I realized that the one thing that I had completely forgotten was my why, my reason why I had started that business in the first place. And that is the simplest thing that you can fix within your business if you just keep it right at the core of everything that you are doing. So for me, my biggest takeaway is knowing what success means to you and never, ever, ever allowing yourself to digress away from that. Because the minute you start to digress away, if something starts to work, and when I say work, I mean make you the money, because ultimately that's why everybody, one reason or another, has a business, isn't it? Yeah. Regardless of the amount of that money, it's very easy to then just get carried away in the grind of continuing to keep doing that thing. But if that thing is taking you away from what success looks like, the further away you get, the more difficult it is going to feel for you to allow yourself to pull you back to that point. So definitely the biggest takeaway has to be always, always know what success looks like. And every decision you make, everything you implement within your business, every product, service, everything has to say, does it tick that box? Because if it doesn't, then don't do it. Because there'll be another something that will give you the same success, but it will also make you feel happy and fulfilled. Because we need that, don't we? That's what we actually want life to be, happy and fulfilled.
Okay, so I'm kind of going to throw the spanner in the works a little bit here, because I love what you're saying and I'm so there with you. So my biggest takeaway from burnout was more or less very similar, but actually one of the underlying core beliefs was that you have to work hard if you want to make money. And actually, I was working really hard and not making the money that I wanted to make either. So I was really stuck at that point of burnout, but I had a lot going on behind the scenes. I was navigating recovering from domestic abuse. I had chronic fatigue. I had fibromyalgia. I had 3 kids to raise. I was co-parenting with an abuser. It was hell, right? So it's to be expected, so to speak, that things weren't the way that I wanted them to be. But then when I look at the other side of the coin, it was like, well, the money was actually there. I just didn't see it because I was so busy with everything else that I was doing. But the core belief that you have to work harder to make money, I also feel that society implants that into you. It's a bit like when you're in school and they're saying, well, you've got to work harder with your studies to get that degree, and then you've got other people that will just study for 2 hours, they'll go in and ace it because they're relaxed, they're confident, they've got the, you know, they trust in themselves to know the answers. And then you've got others that are out there that are literally just hammer and tong in it to get to the best place that they can, but the underlying is the belief of I have to work harder if I want success. Do you feel at any point that that has been relative in your business journey or in the business journey of any of your clients?
Definitely in mine, and definitely in clients as well. And I think there were sort of two sides to it from my point of view, why I kept going and kept going and kept working harder. And one was definitely because, yes, absolutely, that the harder you work, the more successful you become. That definitely was there. But also for me, it was about believing that success was in the things that you surrounded yourself. So for me, there was two things. One was I need to work hard to get success. And two was success is things and stuff, you know.
The materialistic.
Exactly. So yeah. For me, it was sort of like a double-edged sword in a way that said, work harder and you're going to get success. But then success is not what I know to me success isn't. And I'm not saying that isn't success to some people, it might be, and that's fine, as long as that's really what it is, rather than what you think other people think it is. And for me, I didn't know any of this at the time, because I think you just do what you do. Is when I've unpicked it since I've come out of there and done all the work on myself personally, it all stems back to being told when I was at school by a teacher, you're never going to be successful, you're never going to make anything of yourself. So I was then, right, I'm going to work really, really hard to prove them wrong.
Yeah, I hear you. I did. I totally resonate to that. Totally. It's almost like you step into that, I have to prove myself. And then you are literally living in hustle mode all the time, aren't you? 24/7, because you're not just proving yourself. You're then looking at the materialistics. I've never really been one for materialistics. I would much rather have time freedom, have experiences, adventures, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's interesting how society leads you to believe certain things that are actually not true. So Emma, just coming back a little bit, in terms of tapping into abundant success, you've already stated that, you know, establishing what success means for you is the most important thing first and foremost, and I wholeheartedly agree. But what would you say was the one thing that enabled you to tap into success as you saw it for yourself?
I think part of it was I did a lot of work on me. I did a lot of work on whether the word's mindset or however you want to unpick this, but I did a lot of work on me and getting to understand who I was, what I enjoyed, what I didn't enjoy, what my values were, what really mattered to me. And I think that was the big piece for me. That was the big sort of like ta-da moment, because I realized that it was actually quite simple. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't fancy, and it wasn't all of the things that I needed to have. And it made me realize that I'd never done anything for me. You know, I reached the point of, I don't know what age I would have been, 47-ish, something like that. And at that point, I'd never done anything for me. Everything I had done had been for somebody else, but they hadn't asked me to do it. They weren't saying, you know, if I'd said to these people that in my head I was doing it for, they'd all be, I'd just rather you be in the moment. I'd just rather you be here with us. But I didn't see any of that. So I think it was as soon as I knew that I had to come away from that, then I had to do the big piece of work to really get to understand who I was, what I stood for, you know, how I was made up, because that's something that I had no idea. And I didn't understand any of that stuff. I didn't understand any of the, you know, the energetical stuff, or none of that made sense to me until I started to unpick it all.
Yeah, I hear you. I felt very much the same, which was quite an eye-opener, I think, because when we start doing things for ourselves and you've never done anything for yourself before, it feels alien, like totally alien. So I didn't build my first business for myself. I built it for my family and that family's future. But that business ultimately knocked me straight on my backside at the same time, because I was so exhausted trying to build a family life that wasn't working, therefore building a business life that wasn't matching. It was like, oh my gosh. So I love that you've shared that. Thank you very much. In terms of growth, because growth is your thing, and before I met Emma properly, I think we connected online, I was like, oh, she uses the word growth in her services. So I was like, oh well, that's weird, because my membership is actually called the Growth Academy. So in terms of growth, Emma, what is it that really ignites you about overcoming challenges and stepping into growth?
I think for me, that the growth piece is, yes, ultimately I'm a business strategist, so I help people to grow a business. But I'm slightly different than your average business strategist, because to me, a big chunk of that focus is on you growing as a person, because I don't believe that you can grow a business if you don't grow personally alongside it. I think you have to grow as your business grows, and it's uncomfortable. It is absolutely uncomfortable. But I think that the sooner you get to understand you the sooner that you get to be comfortable with you, and the sooner that you get to realize that you are the most important thing in your business. Because if you fall apart, like I did, what happens? You have to shut the business down. So then, you know, anything you've created around it is gone completely, hasn't it? That was financial stability for your family or whatever it looks like, that's gone. So those three things, you know, yourself, you know, and all of that are so, so important. So for me, it's got to be a package. It can't just be, let's put a strategy in place that is going to give you, you know, a boost of income, or let's put something in place that is going to help you to become more confident to go live, for example, you know, to work on your confidence to do that. You can't do one or the other. You've got to actually merge the two together, and the two have actually got to become integrated. So I talk about, my phrase for it is always holistic growth, and holistic in the sense meaning all one, you know, so the two become together. And for me, that is when the magic happens, when a person clicks together with their business, that is when real, true growth starts to happen.
Absolutely. And I'm so pleased that you've brought that to the table, because again, it's not something you see out there much, but it's very much how I work. I can't work with someone on just their business. It's unnatural for me to do that, because I've trained to do both aspects. As a psychic business strategist, I need to be able to tap into your unconscious energetic shizzle, clear it the fuck out, so that we can then get the business stuff done. And I really find that with, when you are working with business owners, it's not a one way street. There's like 100 different streets, but we've got to figure out the right streets for you to take to be able to then bring that together. And I love that you do that holistically, because I don't see a lot of that around. I do see a lot of people just throwing strategy at someone, going, hey, out you go and take that strategy, off you go, bye-bye, you've got it, bye, see you later, done deal. When what they haven't done is they haven't focused on what the resistance the client's got, why the resistance is there, what's really going to hold them back in achieving it, the limiting beliefs, the energetics, the structures, the alignment for it, the whole bigger picture for it. Is it going to take them away from what they're trying to actually build in the same point? You know, have you even looked at that? And it just gets me so, like, I get quite stressed about it.
I always say it's a bit like the chicken and egg conversation. You can't put, I'm going to use two simple words, strategy and mindset. You can't say which needs to come first.
No.
Because the two have to come together somehow.
They have to match. Yeah, yes, they have to match
absolutely
completely.
Absolutely.
And if they're not matching, then that's when we have the disempowering. That's when we have the procrastination. And these are all the types of, I'm trying to find different names for different ones. So we've got procrastinating, 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 procrastinating.
Procrastinating
1 o'clock. Yeah, that's the one. Oh, it was lunchtime, actually. You know, oh, procrastinating ladies that latte. Hello, let's go. No, sit down and do the work. But so I love that you bring that all together as well. And I think if we could have more people doing that, I was actually talking to another business owner on my previous podcast, Brandon, and he actually focuses on the structures of business development and growth and the techie side of things, and implementing the foundations. And what he's also realized through the growth of his business that he needed the holistic side. He's actually brought in another company to support him on that journey. And I was like, yes, go you. I'm celebrating you, because this is what is needed in the here and now.
It is. And I think more and more people, the more that people like us talk about this, the more that people like us are open to say, you know, it isn't all roses and sunsets and lying on a, you know, a sunbed in the middle of somewhere really hot and sunny, pretending that you're working. It isn't all that. It's, you know, there is difficult days. There is really, really shitty, difficult days, but that is okay. And that is normal. Normalize it, normalize that. And then we can start to become, I think, more comfortable getting to know who we are and how we want to work, and being able to say the things that we want to say. Because until we're honest with ourselves, we're not honest with people outside, are we? We tell people, you know, how many times people say to you, how are you? I'm okay. Probably not, but you're going to say that. And I hold my hands up. I do that all the time. You know, it's easy, isn't it? But, you know, we need to normalize those sort of conversations, because I think that is going to make more and more people realize that it's okay to work on yourself too.
Yeah, no, totally. And I'm all for being real. I tend to not hide anything. I do like to be quite open about stuff. And only today I was feeling all the feels this morning, like emotional, tired, exhausted, drained, yucky. And I just needed to take time out. So I went out this morning, dealing with some teenage challenges. Any other teen parents out there? Send love and help, right? So, you know, and I've actually posted in my group today and just said, look, this is where we're at. But what I've also realized is, even though I'm feeling funky and even though I'm dealing with these challenges behind the scenes, what I've also realized in the last 24 hours, there's a lot of other business owners going through exactly the same thing. So energetically, it's not always just about how we're feeling as well. It's about stuff that we're picking up on and, you know, things that we're just in, we learn to internalize too much. And that is becoming a global problem. That's what I'm going to say on that one.
Stake in the ground.
Yeah. But I've had a few people reach out to me today just from that one post. Like, totally get it. Feeling exactly the same. And as for parenting, well, that's like the toughest job on the planet.
Absolutely.
And we know this, right? But it doesn't make it any easier when you're navigating complex stuff. It's not easy at all. So I am aware, kind of rabbiting on a little bit here. So thank you for holding that space with me, Emma, and for being so open about those conversations as well. I actually love that we've had this conversation on a podcast, because I feel like I've really got to know you a little bit better. And I love the fact that we actually very align with the business structures and strategies and how we both work as well. And I think we definitely need more of us out there doing our shizzles.
Exactly.
So Emma, did you have any questions for me that before we wrap up today?
Oh gosh, I wasn't expecting to be able to ask you questions.
Yeah, why not?
That is super exciting. Oh gosh, now you really put me on the spot. What can I ask you? That's like the top question. Okay, what can I ask you? Oh my god, I don't know. You could have pre-warned me about this question.
No, it was just an off-the-cuff thing.
I don't normally get to interview the podcast host. Questions. I think that is a great question, though, and I feel like I really need to ask something of you. Okay, I'm going to ask you then to share with us your top tip for aligning yourself with your business.
Oh, my top tip. Okay, well, it's a bit of a process, but the top one is... get yourself into a really calm, relaxed space and start a dream day journal.
Dream day journal?
A dream day journal where there's no limitations, where anything that you want is more than possible, and you literally just put pen to paper and you allow it to flow, almost like going back to a child where you're daydreaming, but you are just writing down what flows. Now, every time I do this, I come up with new layers of clarity that I wouldn't have gained in my business had I not done it. So when you're thinking about what you really want and how you see your business being run and how you pull together your office suite. I mean, the office suite thing is like one of my core things to work on, because I have a full blown belief, and I've kind of proved it over and over again. If you work on your office suite to be what you want it to be, not what anyone else is telling you it should be, and it's there for your dream client, not your avatar client, the chances are you're then going to have free-flowing messaging. You're going to be excited to show up. You're going to feel different. Everything just then aligns, the processes, the structures, and everything just comes together. It's a little bit backhanded in how we do it, but I have found it to have huge success. So what I do is I go into that dream day journal mode, my ideal offer. You know, how do I want to show up with my dream client? What does that relationship look like? What does the outcomes for the client look like? How do I work with them? How do they work with me? And just in any kind of aspect of your business, if you start thinking about that, how do I want it to be? And then look at, well, how is it currently? And then you've got an idea of going, is it in alignment or am I so out of whack, it's unreal? And you'll know, you will just know, because when you're in that moment of dream day journaling, you're not in ego, you're not in fear, you're not in resistance, you're not in disempowerment, you are relaxed, you've probably got incense burning. You might even do, for those that are spiritual woo-woos with me, you've probably got your sage by the side of you. You just burn it and you just let go of all the limitations that you've ever been told, and you just allow that to awaken you. And that seems to reignite the fire as well for you to build what you believe, because once you've put pen to paper, you'll then start visualizing it in your mind. And once you have that visualization, and I also have this belief, if you can see it and you can feel it and you can write it, then it's possible.
You know, I love that. And that is so perfect. In different words, you worded that completely different than I would have done. But that is exactly the conversations I have with my clients too.
Yeah.
I love that. We are so aligned. It's quite scary.
Crazy, isn't it? Absolutely. So thank you for asking that question. It's not one that I share often, actually, is the daydream journaling in like the podcast sense. So yeah, it was nice to answer that. So Emma, if we could wrap up then, so towards the end of a podcast, what I'm trying to do is bring in more EFT just to kind of keep the energy flowing and growing. So for those that are listening into you, if you could give them one message, one inspirational message to help them overcome whatever they're dealing with now and stepping into more of what they do want, what message would you like to leave them today?
The biggest thing that has helped me overcome my trauma journey, call it whatever you like to call it, is a simple statement, and that is, it is okay to not be okay. And I know that's really simple and really doesn't, you know, perhaps give you a tip in terms of how, but that in itself, when I'm having a moment or I'm being triggered by something that's happened in the past, and it's this fear of, oh, is it happening again? Am I allowing myself to get back into the carried away in the grind or whatever it is I look like? I just simply say to myself, it's okay to be okay. And it's also okay to actually say, I just need to take some time off today to allow myself to just be whatever that wants to be. So
totally.
It's okay to be okay.
It is, absolutely. Okay, so thank you so much for that beautiful message. And I think we do forget that it's, you know, because we have these idealizations that we have to be perfect all the time. You know, definitely the English stiff upper lip thing. Everything's great, dear. Thank you. You know, guarded, protected, shut down. Don't let people in. It's the best way to be, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So let's do a quick round of EFT before we wrap up then. With EFT, I like to try and tap into something. And I think one of the things that we picked up on through this podcast was that actual belief that everything has to be a struggle. So do you fancy tapping along with me as we do some
Absolutely.
Tapping around,
yeah.
releasing
yeah.
the belief that everything has to be a struggle and allowing things to be more easy?
Yeah, you'll have to guide me. But
yeah, totally.
Tell me what Absolutely. I need to do and I'm all yours.
Awesome.
Oh,
I didn't ask, actually. Poor Emma. I didn't ask her before she joined if she was willing to do it.
I'm here for anything, me.
All right, okay. So if we just start tapping on the side of the hand, and as we're tapping, I just want you to feel into your body and just repeat the words, I believe everything has to be a struggle, and see where that shows up for you. Is there a reaction in your body at all? If there isn't, don't make there be one. Just being mindful of what's happening there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go into the setup point. So even though I have this belief, I choose to deeply and completely acknowledge it. And then we'll go into the next setup. Even though I have this belief that everything has to be a struggle, can't be easy, that would be too easy, I choose to deeply and completely love and accept all of me anyway. And then one more time on the setup point, which is the side of the hand. Even though I have this belief that everything's a struggle. It has to be a struggle. It couldn't possibly be easy for me, because then it would be too easy. I choose to deeply and completely acknowledge this belief that has shown up today. And then we move up to the eyebrow point, and we just start tapping there, and we just focus on this belief, side of the eye, this belief. Sorry, under the eye, this belief. Under the nose, this belief. Chin, this belief that's shown up. Collarbone. What if I could just give myself permission to release it? Under the arm. What if I could just release it? Top of the head. What if I could give myself permission to let it go? Eyebrow. I wonder how that would feel. Side of the eye. I wonder how that would be. Under the eye. Who would I be if I didn't struggle with everything? Under the nose. I wonder if this pattern could be cleared. Chin. I'm open to clearing it today. Collarbone. From all of its origins. From all timelines, galaxies, dimensions. Given myself permission to release this energy and this belief under the arm. Things can be easier, top of the head. And I open to the possibility of things being easier now. And then just take in a nice deep breath in. Roll your shoulders if you need to. See where the tension was. Is it still there? What's happening? And then just taking in a deep breath and a deep breath. It's deep breath in, deep breath out, and just tuning back in and just seeing what's changed. Has anything changed with that belief you were holding? Has the energy within your body moved? Has it increased and got worse? Sometimes that can happen. It just means you need to continue the tapping, drink lots of water, and move your body to get the energy moving. So for those of you that are watching, don't struggle alone. It is okay to reach out and ask for help. It is okay to tap into what you want. It is okay to dream big. It is okay to be ambitious. And it is okay to not want what everyone else out there wants. So, Emma, how are you doing? How did you find that round of tapping?
I'm great, thank you. And you know, that was definitely tapping into the big belief that I brought with me from my previous, and I know you were tapping into some psychic shizzle there when you were doing that, because I know you. So that absolutely was the, you know, the big thing that I brought with me in terms of belief that, you know, I am just always going to find things hard. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. So that brings this episode to a close. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us now. If you are wanting to go and check out Emma or maybe get involved with her events, no matter where you are in the world, I'm sure there'll be one way or another that you can connect with her. And is it emmaheim.com?
.co.uk.
Okay, so emmaheim.co.uk. You can check her out on Facebook. She's got some amazing groups on there as well. She's also, you've just launched another group as well, haven't you, Emma, about the...
Yeah, that was about finding guests and being a guest. So people always ask me how I connect people together. So I thought, I need a group that connects people together. Simples.
Yeah, brilliant. What's the group called so people can find you there?
Oh, goodness, what's the group called? Now you're asking me. I've literally launched this from my sunbed in Spain this week. It's called... Business Growth Through Business. No, it's not. What is it called? Oh, my goodness.
Find Emma on Facebook and we'll get you the group. Okay. And not only that, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. So make sure you're checking out the show notes and we'll grab it there. So, Emma, thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you for sharing this space with me. I've thoroughly enjoyed this time with you. And for those that are listening in, come on over to the Facebook group, the Spiritual Entrepreneurs Growth Group on Facebook, or check me out on Instagram. But because we are doing lots of EFT at the moment, you're going to have to let me know how you found that round of tapping. And also make sure you are DMing me for the download for my ebook and guidebook on how you can release your subconscious blocks on your own without needing anybody else through that PDF. So I'll wrap it up there, Emma. Thank you so much for joining me. And
thank you so much for having me. Loved our conversation. Loved our conversation.
It's a pleasure. And we'll see you on another episode. Bye-bye for now.